live at the Twin Smoke Shop here on the corner of 10th and Tasker in South Philadelphia. Glenn Loop is the Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America on the Judemaker Hotline with us. Glenn, when you talk about just the packaging here, people listening to this must be absolutely flabbergasted and amazed that the box that something goes in is now subject to a regulation. And not only subject to a regulation, a punitive regulation, that it has to be said, what could possibly be the goal? Is there any stated goal in any of this madness?
Well, I hate to be overly dramatic by saying this, but I'm using their words. It's about their obsession with living in a tobacco-free world. They have been obsessed with a one-size-fits-all approach to the regulatory process since the very beginning. If you could read some of the letters they have sent some of the boutique manufacturers on what they expect. I mean, let's put it this way. A federal bureaucracy wants our companies to conduct a puff test. I wish we could do this in person so you could just see the puff test on how many puffs it takes for you to get through that cigar, to study the quote-unquote patterns of usage. There's no fundamental recognition that there's a difference between that premium handmade cigar that I've been watching on your Facebook page puffing this morning. They're trying their best to make sure there's no difference between that and other tobacco products, and no, there is no more flawed logic in the federal bureaucracy than that right now. I hate to be, you know, Sean Hannity-like, but it is a deep state type of conspiracy against the tobacco industry as a whole to put everybody into one big, giant, demonized basket. And what? Our task has been to educate members of Congress as to why that's not the case. There's currently 143 members of the House, 21 members of the Senate, including one of your U.S. You're down in New Orleans, aren't you?
So Steve Scalise is my representative.
Steve Scalise is in a great member of the House of Representatives. He's not on our legislation, but we have had wonderful conversations and great support from Senator Kennedy of Louisiana. I wish we could say the same about Senator Cassidy, but Senator Kennedy has been very helpful, and if you get a word in with Congressman Scalise, please tell him to support our efforts when this budget bill makes it to the full House of Representatives, hopefully here very shortly.
Funny story that Steve Scalise and I were young, new members of the Young Republicans of Jefferson Parish on the same month in 1991. So Steve and I go way back.
Well, it's great that he's been able to undergo the recovery that he has, and he's a great leader in the House.
Well, he would never own up to this, and I have my share of issues with Steve as my member of the House of Representing, as I like to call it. But St. Stephen is what we call him around our house, because if he hadn't taken that bullet, that guy had a clip that was filled, another clip that was filled. If he hadn't taken that bullet, because that was the bullet that caused him to stop, to have to reload, other people would have died. There would have been more people shot that day. So Steve took a bullet for many, figuratively speaking, for many other people. And that recovery, from what I understand, it was extraordinarily long and painful for him. So, yeah, we're glad to have him back. Glenn Loop is the Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America. Glenn, what's the address? Now, I want to preface this by saying that this is a full-on endorsement, but I was not paid to give it. Join the Cigar Rights of America, because they're going to send you, if you become a lifetime member, they're going to send you this pack. I think Harrison's still sending them out, of 10 or 12 of the finest cigars on the planet, including a couple of Rocky Patels, a Opus X, a Fuente or two in there, and you're supporting what can be done to try and stop this juggernaut, as Glenn mentioned, of trying to snuff out the hand-rolled cigar industry. What's the website to join?
Cigar Rights with an S, cigarrights.org. And if you just join for 1 year for $35, we'll ship you two great cigars exclusively made for Cigar Rights of America, a Maduro and a Natural. And it's the same price as joining the NRA, quite frankly, and it helps fight the cause. And I can't stress enough how we want to make cigar consumers a bona fide political constituency, and that's the case from state to state, and it's about building a grassroots movement. We really appreciate your support in that regard. If I can give you a quick anecdote as to why we've got to do this stuff, because
sure.
Tobacco and cigar politics has a way of creeping up behind people, and since you're Louisiana, nothing epitomized this story more than Louisiana this year.